Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with Ruby Soap Reviews. It's been a few weeks since I've been able to get with you because I've been kind of in a job transition, other than this job, of course. But it's been quite a bit of a change, but I've been able to manage. Finally making some really, really good money. I used to make really good money. Now I make really, really good money. And I feel like I'm actually going into a good direction for once. So pray for me that it continues. Everything that you do in life, just do a little bit better and good things come to you. So we have a lot to talk about, a lot. I don't even know where to begin, but I'm going to go ahead and give out the guest call-in number in case anybody wants to call in. It's 213-943-3387. And again, that number is just a little bit slower, 213-943-3387. So let's go ahead and get started. A lot's been going on in Genoa City. Let's go ahead and start with, you know, Dina has returned to town, and she wants to mysteriously have this relationship with Jack and Ashley and, of course, her other daughter and her granddaughter. So she's trying to, you know, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Just kind of do a redo. I'm losing the words moment. Redeem herself. I don't know why I've lost that word for a second. She's trying to redeem herself with her children. It's kind of mysterious as to why all of a sudden, because especially she's got Graham who is following her around and telling her, you don't have time, you know, you don't want them to know. So a lot of speculation has been going on about what the problem is. Now, obviously, if anything, that would be a health crisis like Alzheimer's or something that, or terminal cancer or something where she, you know, obviously won't be able to come back and be with her children. So she wants to see him one last time. I think that's a little too obvious. I would hope they wouldn't go that much of an obvious route, but they might. I'm not really sure quite yet. I haven't read much of anything confirmed where that's concerned. You know, there's been some rumors about just different things where Graham is concerned that he might be Ashley's sibling or something of that nature. So we're not really 100% sure. But either way, I've really enjoyed seeing the rawness of Ashley and Jack being tender again and having a tender relationship with somebody again since the Phyllis and Billy affair was exposed and he was just kind of in a bad place and turned into, you know, sort of a monster. And I can't really blame him necessarily for the way he started to behave, but he just took it a little bit far. And I think having his mother in town has really helped. So I've really been enjoying watching his interactions with his mom and just seeing that tenderness in Ashley. And so, you know, it's just, I don't know. I've really, really, it's kind of been a breath of fresh air to see them in a different light. So then next, of course, Chloe, quote unquote, died. I already knew she didn't because obviously Elizabeth kept filming for a few weeks after that. So I was thinking, well, they're either going to do flashback scenes, which I doubt, or she's not really dead. Of course, they're not going to really let her die because she's amazing. And eventually I would think she would come back. I hope she would make a return. That was horrible. Very unprofessional of me. So she ended up not dying. She was just given a drug that made her heart rate slow down, and which was really kind of typical. That seems to be a thing. I think that's what they did with EJ on Days of Our Lives, but that's another day. But, of course, she's not dead, and she did this so that she could get away, and she wanted Kevin and Bella to come with her. So that's going to be a way for Kevin to exit Genoa City as well, probably with her. And there's going to be twists and turns and trouble with Victor because you can't keep anything from Victor. No secrets can be kept from him anyway. So whenever he woke up and she was standing there, I was thrilled because I was so hoping they wouldn't actually kill that character off. I didn't think they would, but there was always the possibility. They surprise me sometimes. So you're seeing all these things going on with them, trying to keep Victor out of the loop and letting him know that Kevin is aware and is there with the doctor and with with her. And obviously, trouble is going to stir from that. But I am really glad that they're going to be able to exit together. Chloe is such a good character, and I just love, I love troublemakers anyway, so I don't really like the whole goody-goody-two-shoes roles. I mean, obviously, you can't help but love certain people, but, you know, they're just genuinely good. But overall, I like the bad guys. Growing up, I wanted to be the villain, and I never wanted to be the princess. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying the fact that they're going to be able to exit together. Then, of course, we have the whole incident with Kane and Lily and Juliet and the fact that his one-night stand with her is going to be exposed. Finally, I was wondering how long that was going to take. He is so dense, and I said that on Twitter not too long ago. I can't get over how dense this guy is. He actually thinks that Juliet's just going to drop it. I don't care what she says. You think that, really? She's out for a vengeance because she lost her job because of something that Billy did. Now, obviously, it wouldn't have made any sense at all if she had made any accusations against against Billy, because that would have been ridiculous. But saying that he sexually harassed you, I mean, you laid down and you took it, and you didn't have any problems with it then. So, you know, I think that was a little bit far-fetched for her to take it to that level. And obviously, he's her superior, so she can call it sexual harassment, even though she was a willing party. Not trying to act like a lawyer right now, but she can. But, yeah, it's crazy. And I'm really, that's my favorite right now. I'm really, really happy with how that's going. And I know that Lane fans are like, oh, Courtney, how can you enjoy watching Lily and Kane fall apart? I don't enjoy that because I love Lily. But I don't like Kane. I don't. I love Daniel. Please don't hate me, Daniel. You know, we're cool. I promise. But don't. Don't take it personally. I just don't really like the character. I don't like the direction they've taken Kane. He's a pompous ass. I don't like the way that he behaves. And the fact that he thinks he can just get away with anything. And setting Billy up for failure and, you know, just the lies and the deceit and the manipulation of Victoria and her, you know, lowest moments, especially with the way that she's been feeling about Billy and Phyllis, that's pathetic. I don't like that. I think Lily deserves better. And honestly, I would kind of like to see her with somebody else. Just saying. I know everybody loves them together. Not everybody. Let me backtrack. A lot of people don't like Lane. But if you do, that's cool too. I completely respect that. But no. So, and then of course, you know, that leads into Billy and Phyllis. They've moved in together. And I just don't like Philly. What? I don't like them. I just don't like them together. I can't get used to it. I know that people are like, oh, look, that's really true love. It's not going to last. Billy is a train wreck. Phyllis is a train wreck. It's not going to last. You know, and I can sit here and say, oh, I would really like Phyllis and Jack to reunite. I mean, I would. I'm not going to lie. I would. But I think that if you're going to put, I think I'm really hypocritical. And the reason why I'm going to stop myself from saying what I was about to say is because I get it. I'm going to eat jammy, and I'm going to die and eat jammy. I love EJ and Sammy. They're both freaking train wrecks, you know. And two train wrecks together just really don't really mesh. But to me, I think EJ and Sammy worked. I think they brought out the best in each other. I don't think Phyllis and Billy bring out the best in each other. I just don't. I think they try. But I really think Billy needs to be with Victoria. And I think Phyllis needs to be with Jack. Now, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but it might. I can pray, you know, I can hope. But she's moved him into her apartment. She's trying to domesticate herself and trying to support him, especially with everything that's going on with Brash and Sassy. And, I don't know if anybody else noticed this or not, but the Philly versus Billy thing kind of fizzled for a second. Did anybody else notice that? That was like the center point of everybody's attention. And then all of a sudden, poof, it was gone. Did anybody else notice that? Because I did. Because all of a sudden, it's just not there, that tension. I mean, it's there, but it's not being centralized, obviously, because the Kane-Juliet affair is being exposed right now. And then some other things. And then Dina and Jack and Ashley have kind of been a center point. Who else? And then Hillary's involvement with that. But no, you haven't really seen much of the tension between them lately. It's kind of fizzled for a second. It'll come back. But that leads me into my next thing is Scott and Sharon. So they finally got it on, okay? I love these two together. This is great. But I know that spoilers are leading us into a different direction, that Scott and Abby will probably end up being a thing. I don't want Sharon having her heart broken, but you never know. And then there's been, in my head, I'm thinking, well, if they're going to do that eventually, and this is just my, you know, my conspiracy theorist mind working, but I'm like, are they eventually going to bring back Nick being in Sharon's orbit or Phyllis's orbit? Like, is that ever going to happen again? I'm thinking it might, and I don't really know why I think that, but my gut instinct says they'd probably take it in that direction at some point again. I'm not sure. You know, and I don't have anything to base that on. That's just an opinion. But if it was going to be anything, well, no, I don't even, now that, see, now, you know, have you ever said, heard anybody say, you're your best critic, like, you're your best advice? I say things out loud, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not true. I don't do that happening now. But I think that eventually Nick will fall back into somebody's orbit, somebody he used to be with, whether it be Sharon or Phyllis. I would hate to see. I don't think that Phyllis and Nick have any chemistry. Now, he and Sharon might, but I don't know. Maybe not. Let's not talk about that. Now I'm going to freak everybody out. But I'm not a fan of Nick and Chelsea. They're okay. But with the fact that Adam is going to be coming back at some point, we obviously know that's going to cause problems for Nick and Chelsea. So we'll just have to see what direction that goes. But overall, I have no idea where the direction of this show is going. If you want my true and honest opinion, I don't know. Because everything is so sporadic and, you know, out of left field. I just don't know. And ratings apparently are pretty low at the moment. At the moment, they might, well, I haven't looked in recent time, but the last time I checked, they weren't doing too great. I know that coming up on Sweets, that it'll probably get better. But I mean, I love the show. I really do. I'm not trying to be critical of it, but there's a lot of room for improvement. If you want me to be straightforward, just a straight shooter on that. There's a lot about the show I really like. I love the exposure of Kane and Juliet thing, their little one night stand, which I'm always going to wonder, did it actually really happen? Was there a videotape of it? Like, did she film it? Like, did she plan this? I don't know. But I mean, there's a lot of good to it. And Nikki and Victor, we know they're going to eventually reunite. And they could do a lot more with this, but they're not spreading their wings and flying with this. It's just not doing too hot at the moment. But I love Nikki and I love Victor, and they always work things out, and they always will, but it's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to see that happen. Noah and Tessa, I forget about them half the time. I'm not a fan. And of course, Reed's teenage drama, no thank you. Like I said, there's just a lot to be improved. But then, like I said, there's a lot of good. Eventually, if they would, I think that something that would bring in really good ratings is if Billy would cheat on Phyllis with Victoria. I think that would be a really good rating. I think ratings would be pretty good on that. Obviously, I think ratings will be good this coming week because the real fallout of Kane's troublesome ways will come out. Overall, I think the show could definitely take a different direction. I try to be supportive. You know, I was always really supportive of Days of Our Lives, even when ratings were horrible. And they're still really bad. You know, they're not doing good at all. But that's not a shock. If you want me to tell you the truth of the matter, that's not something I think we need to even discuss. But a lot of the thing, they have their moments of struggle, you know. But I hate it when it's elongated like it is. And Days of Our Lives has been elongated with their trouble. Young and the Restless is sporadic, you know, kind of bipolar. One minute they're really good, and then the next minute they're just like, what is that? And I hate that because it's a great show. We've got really great actors on Young and the Restless, like seriously good talent. And I'm taking a look at the other soaps. They don't compare. They don't compare. General Hospital has got some good people on there. Bold and the Beautiful, I'm like, meh, forget it. And then Days of Our Lives, they've got some great talent, but they don't utilize it. And then Young and the Restless is, like I said, bipolar. It's got schizophrenia. It's just all over the place. You just got to find a consistency. Anything is better than Ken Corday. That's all I got to say about that. I couldn't handle battling his schizophrenia on a daily basis. That's why I've completely stopped watching Days of Our Lives, because, and I still have it on my DVR, but I just don't watch it. Ugh, it's bad. And I just can't handle all this teenage crap. You know, I used to be a teenager not too terribly long ago. About 10 years ago, I was a teenager. But, you know, even then, I was never the type of person that enjoyed watching teenage drama. Like, I didn't watch Degrassi. I didn't watch those things. I mean, I obviously would watch some cartoons, but I never got into it. So now that they're trying to appeal to this demographic, you're not going to suck kids into soap operas. It's not going to happen. It's not written and performed and executed the way that a teenager is going to want to see it, or a young kid is going to want to see it. Plus, there's tons of sex and, you know, just things that most parents don't want their kids watching. You know, there were moments with E. Jammy that I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? Are they doing this on TV right now? Like, I was like, I'm going to have to cover my 80-something-year-old grandmother's eyes because I don't want her to see what I'm seeing, you know, because she would just be mortified. But now that she's, you know, around and she's experienced these things with me, and obviously soap operas and what they bring, because I've exposed my entire family to it ever since I joined the business, but they're just as surprised as I was in the forefront. But whenever when they started to realize what kind of stuff I reviewed on a daily basis, they were just like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, this is what's going on today. And one of the last love scene that E. Jammy ever had, and a lot of E. Jammy's, you know, my loyal followers will tell you, that the last love scene they ever had, he did a little bit of a hickey move on her boob. Sure did. You can look it up. I was shocked. I could not believe that this dude, sorry for the phrasing, he sucked on her boob on TV. Sure did. I've never really seen that. Now, I've seen, like, kissing around the chest, but I've never seen that. And I was like, oh, you know. And I've had those moments where I'm like, do they get excited when they have these love scenes? Do they? Because I could not lay down with James Scott and not get excited. Sorry. I could not. So whenever you see these things, it's like, obviously, they're trying to target a certain demographic. And the 18 to 49, that is a huge group, and I don't know why they put in that sort of a demographic, but they do. 18 to 49, are you kidding me? That's tons and tons of life experience in all those different ages where people are going to relate to things differently. And obviously it's targeted at women, but I don't understand the teenage thing, and that's my whole point in saying all that, is that when you have these little cute little teenage things going on, and they have people just going at it like rabbits. You can't do both. You've got to know where your target audience is. That's just what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm so passionate about that, but it drives me crazy when you go from having these people just banging up against a wall to, oh, he doesn't like me. Oh, I wish he did. Are you kidding me? You can't go from one extreme to the next like that. Jeez Louise, man. I'm off my soapbox. Soapbox. Funny. So I'm trying to do something a little different in the future. And I know I've said this, but so many of you have reached out to me about it. yikes, I can't believe I'm even addressing this. So many people have asked me, will you please, please, please try to invest in Bold and the Beautiful in General Hospital? Okay, listen. I've done Days of Our Lives. We're done with that. Now, unless, you know, Allison Sweeney's coming back, Chandler Mathis is coming back, Eileen Davidson is coming back. Okay, here's the deal. If Jane Scott comes back, Days of Our Lives, comes back to 3B Sub 3s, I promise. For now, it's on the back burner. Now, with Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital, I could do General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful. But then again, I have moments where it's like, I really like Katie. I really like Brooke. I like their drama. Yes, I know some of the Bold and the Beautiful stuff. I don't tell anybody, though. But, you know, I keep up. I just don't really have much of a drive or an interest. And I'm just being honest about that. I can give it a shot, though. I could, and this is something that somebody brought to my attention in my DM, and I was like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that. I'm going to spend an entire week, and let's be fair. I'm going to set it up this week. I am going to record every episode Monday through Friday. Let's start with Bold and Beautiful. I'm going to watch every single episode, and I'm going to talk about it on Sunday. Now, I'm not going to know what's going on, probably, but I'm going to try to catch on. And then the following week, I'll do that with General Hospital. How's that sound? DM me your thoughts. Tweet me your thoughts. How you feel about that? And in order to keep me in the loop of what's going on, give me backstories. If you know, and I'll tweet, and I'll say, what is this about? What's the backstory on this? Give it to me, you know, because I want to understand. But they always say that you can go 16 years without watching a soap opera. You can start watching it on a Monday, and you'll know exactly what's going on by that Friday. And you'll know almost everybody on the screen. And they're connected to somebody that you watched 16 years ago. So that's what I'll do. So I'm going to go set that up in just a few minutes whenever I get off here and get Bold and Beautiful set up. And we'll see. We'll just see what I like. And I can't believe I just made that promise because I swore I never would. But you know what? We make sacrifices when we're in this business. And I'm going to do that for you because you are my priority. Yeah. So I'm going to do that for you. And should be interesting how this turns out. I know people, but, well, Courtney, what do you think? What's going to happen on Days of Our Lives? I'm only going to look into this if James Scott or it's found that EJ's alive. If he doesn't show his face, I'm going to be furious, but if he does, kudos. You know, I'll really review it then. But I got to see what happens this fall. That's all I can give you. Other than that, I got nothing. I got nothing to give. They've broken my heart too many times. I can't do it. So next Sunday is a big day because I'm going to be reviewing Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Reckless. That's what I'm going to do. I can't believe I said that. And I'm going to keep saying it because I can't believe it. I don't know how many other ways I can put that. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that Bold and Beautiful is really good. I just struggle to have an interest in things. You know, whenever you listen to music, no way, hold on a minute. You know, I've had friends that have said, I don't really like music that I don't know. With music, I can instantly, like, I'll know in a minute if I like it. With soaps, it's hard because you're like, man, I don't even know what's going on. But this week, I'm going to invest and I'm going to be dedicated to this and I'm going to watch every single episode. And I may keep it on DVR, may not. So I'm going to go do that now. So next Sunday, just mark your calendars. I'm going to be reviewing Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Restless, and you can hold me accountable to that, and you can harass me and say, Courtney, you better remember that you have to watch Bold and Beautiful and you have to review it. And then the following week, Courtney, you have to watch General Hospital. You don't have a choice. You can hold me to that. I've really enjoyed you guys so much, and I've been so excited to get to talk to you guys every week. You are just as passionate and just as cool as Days of Our Lives kids. And I just absolutely love your passion. I love your opinions. I love everything about you guys. And I love, and you know, I've been shown more respect from you guys than I did with Days of Our Lives because a lot of people were just really hateful with their opinions. And I'm not saying that there's not hateful Young and the Restless fans, because there are, but you guys have been so kind and sweet and loving and welcoming to me. And it was a big jump and a big leap for me to even do it, for me to even go from NBC to CBS. That was a big jump for me. And, you know, I did a lot of praying and a lot of meditating and thinking about it. And obviously, I made the right choice. So, I will see you this coming Sunday. Bold and Beautiful, Young and the Restless, that's my promise. If you haven't followed me on Twitter, please do at 3B Soap Reviews. You can follow 3B Soap Reviews on Facebook. I don't use it as much because Twitter is normally just my platform. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, that'd be cool. I would love to get to know you guys on like a personal basis. That would be really cool. You can follow me, Courtney Tripp, on there, and I'll follow you back. And if you follow me on Twitter, I'll follow you back. If you follow me or add me on Facebook, I will add you back. So thank you guys so much for all your support, and I'll see you next Sunday. Bye.